This is the Recency Bias, your morning after mini pod, right here on the Rabbit Habs Podcast Network on Montreal Bias Podcast Feed. I'm Zach Van Oss, along with you on Wednesday, following up a thumping in Minnesota for Montreal Canadiens on Tuesday night, a pounding at the hands of the Minnesota Wild. Antti Niemi in between the pipes in this one, well, for most of the game. You couldn't necessarily blame him for the 7-1 loss in Minnesota, a tough one that brings the Montreal Canadiens' three-game winning streak to an abrupt and painful end. I don't know that we're going to linger long on this one. On this Wednesday, getting things going, I mean, I've said this over the last couple years that we've been doing the recency bias and these game recaps, and I've probably said it back into the rather lengthy history of the big pod on the Montreal bias now, is I don't know how much you really can take a read from a real blowout like this. You know, I don't know how much you learn from a team just getting decimated the way the Canadiens were on Tuesday night. I mean, obviously they played bad. I don't think anybody's debating that, but the game almost becomes unreal at a certain point. And this one felt not very real for the Canadiens from the get-go. A lot of struggles the whole way through. Only one goal for the Canadiens on Tuesday evening. That came off the stick of Jeff Petrie. Though one could say he may have been responsible, in part, a little lackluster defense to the first goal of the evening. Nito Niederreiter with his fifth of the season. I mean, this was not a Minnesota team that was playing particularly well. They had just lost Mikko Koivu to injury, so there was a chance to catch a struggling Minnesota Wild team, but that was not the case. They came out and just punched Montreal in the face and would not let up. Only one goal in the first. I mean, a 7-1 game, you got to be shocked by the fact that the first period only netted one goal, but the second, that's when the floodgates opened. Minnesota scoring four times in the second period, including future Montreal Canadian Charlie Coyle getting his fifth of the season. I say future Canadian Charlie Coyle because there have been rather rampant rumors recently, too many R's, of a possible deal, or at least the fact that the Montreal Canadiens are pursuing a possible acquisition of Charlie Coyle, which I find a little confusing. Charlie Coyle is center. Now, I know as of last season, the Canadiens had a real need for centers, but that's not the case this year. And Charlie Coyle, I mean, you can see from the fact that that was just his fifth goal of the season, it's not exactly like he's bringing world-beating talent to the Canadiens in a deal. I don't know if it would be something like Charles Hudon and a pick or what for... I don't really see why you do that. I don't really see why the Canadiens would be interested in adding Charlie Coyle at all. I'm not really sure why Minnesota would be interested in trading him, but that's the talk that's out there. Do with it what you will. Yeah, he was one of four goal scorers in that second period for the Wild. Dumba also getting his first of two on the night. Jarrett Spurgeon scoring. Eric Staal getting his 11th of the season. Only Canadiens goal, as I say, is a Jeff Petrie when it comes in the third period, his fifth of the year. Chaput and Andrew Shaw picking up the points on that one, but who cares? Dumba and Parise, meanwhile, adding goals to chase poor Antti Niemi from the net. Tough night for Antti Niemi, man. 17 saves, 24 shots he faced, 7 goals. That's not a good one. Carey Price comes in, he faces 9 shots. He stops them all. So if there's a silver lining, and I'm not sure there is, but if there's a silver lining in the game, I guess it's the fact that Carey Price at least didn't allow any goals on a night when 7 got past Antti Niemi. We'll see what this brings for Niemi. A tough one for him, absolutely, but not his. I mean, not his fault. Anytime 7 goals are scored, the goalie is somewhat responsible, but the defense was porous. The team was lackluster. Mistakes were made right across the board. And I guess you write it off and you look towards what's next because What are you gonna learn? Not to be horrible? Is that what Claude Julien takes from this game? Don't play like absolute dog shit. That's pretty easy to coach. Carolina's next, 7:30 on Thursday, a chance for the Canadians to rebound back with some home cooking at the Bell Center. Put this horrific loss to the Minnesota Wild behind them. And Saturday night, another chance to beat up on the Ottawa Senators. That's a 7 o'clock start. Fun week coming up next week if you're already looking ahead. And since we don't want to look behind at what happened on Tuesday night, you got Boston, Colorado, Arizona, and Vegas all coming up next week. Vegas on 22nd, on Christmas Eve. 4 o'clock game against Vegas. Wait, did I say enough Eves there? Christmas Eve. I think I got it right. All right, let's see what else happened in the NHL last night. Since we don't need to go searching for those 7 goals, we found them in the Habs game. Unfortunately, it was not Montreal that scored them. 7 goals total between Boston and Arizona on Tuesday night. Boston wins that one 4-3. 7 goals total between Buffalo and LA as well. An overtime game that saw the Sabres beat the Kings 4-3. Toronto beats up on Carolina by a 4-1 score. Vancouver edges Columbus 3-2. Washington puts up 6 on Detroit for a 6-2 win 4-3. The score between St. Louis and Florida, the Blues winning that one. Nashville downs Ottawa 3-1. Winnipeg over Chicago 6-3. And Edmonton beats Colorado 6-4. Edmonton picking up some wins as of late under Ken Hitchcock. Not a very Ken Hitchcock score, though, is it? 6-4. That will do us. You can find me on Twitter, of course, at Zach Drops Tweets, at Rabbit Habs for the website. And we'll actually be having an edition of the forum coming up likely on Wednesday. We're talking about what to do with Charles Hudon. Chud, what do you do with Chud, man? Where does he fit on this team? We'll be sounding off on that in the forum on rabbithabs.com. Of course, at the Montreal Bias as well. As we make our way to 666 Twitter followers. I mean, we're like 112 off or something right now. But, you know, technically making our way to it. That's all for this edition of The Recency Bias. Hopefully a better one to talk about. It can't be much worse. And the Canadians face off against the Hurricanes Thursday night at the Bell Center. Until then, take care.